Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:36. Good morning there, Kelly.
Hello.
A little chilly out there today. 59. A little nip in the air. It's like it's fall, but it's not.
That's far from it.
That's my weather.
Don't you even drop that F word right now. We don't need that F word right now. We are in summer.
Today we've got another opportunity for you to get in on that Billie Eilish trip, which this is the last week for that. Next week we'll get you in on that Taylor Swift trip to New York City, which is pretty cool as part of the All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. So we'll give you info on that ASAP on how you can start getting in on that. But just know that Monday, New York City, Taylor Swift. So that's cool. If I am just a little bit on the slow side today, I was out, had a couple drinks last night.
Oh, here we go.
With our boss who's leaving. It was kind of a couple leaving tomorrow. So I was just like, all right, well, I'll meet him out. Get a couple drinks, so
slap him on the butt and send him off.
Yeah, and
yeah, are you gonna end up right there on the floor later on?
I think I'm okay
in your official hangover picture pose.
I don't have a.
You do.
I don't have a hangover.
Yeah, I mean it's been captured.
No. I'm not to that point where I need to be laying on the floor.
We can get you there. Need a little bit more.
Well, that wouldn't be a hangover then. Well, what is the great Jack Black line from School of Rock? It's not a hangover if you're still drunk.
Sure.
Okay.
There you go.
No, but
either way, we can help you out.
But yeah, it's just, you know, and I
have you not learned your limits yet?
There are a lot of things this week though that are going to test my ability to come into the show at the proper time.
Test the resolve.
Yeah, because this week there's a lot of like events that are happening in the evening, and
well, just the clock in general always tests me every day.
Well, right,
just the clock in general.
But like when there are events that are in the evening, starting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm just like,
what is this, Derby week for you? What's going
right.
on? What's happening?
Well, there's these events. There's this convention that's in town.
A convention?
Yes.
Is this like a Comic-Con? What's happening?
It's like a Radio Comic-Con.
It's a Radio Comic-Con?
Yes.
Do you wear a costume?
I wish.
I have not gotten the invite to any of these, I don't know.
I'm just saying, you may be called upon to...
Just run the ship?
To do everything.
Are you going
to
be face down?
I don't know.
At some point?
I hope not.
Okay.
So, anyways,
wow. I hope you can get through it.
I'm just letting you know. Last night was, if anything, was a precursor. I know that I've got my work cut out for me this week.
That is challenging.
Yeah.
That's challenging.
Yeah.
You know what's testing
my
resolve?
Thanks for the well wishes.
I'm diving into a new series. I think, is it on Amazon? I think it's Amazon. It might be Netflix. I'm not sure what platform I'm on, but I'm 5 episodes in. It's stressful. It's Kate Beckinsale. It's called The Widow.
Okay. I haven't heard of it.
It's very, like, her husband apparently died in a plane accident, but he didn't really die. He's like being held by someone and she's trying to find him.
Oh, one of those.
Yes.
All right.
It's like in the Congo. It's like bad things are happening there.
That's Africa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad things are happening there.
All right.
With the bad man.
All right. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's testing me.
That's where we're starting.
That's keeping me up.
All right. So we've got...
Maybe I should start drinking and then
right.
I'll be on your same level.
Maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
I mean, there could be a drinking game associated with it.
Today on the show, we've got more opportunities for the steak and suds for fathers. Setting the bar a couple different times today. One of them being Krabby Pants and the other one being involving toilets. So...
Wow.
This is all very fun.
We
we set a standard. Phone tap on the show here this morning.
The standard keeps getting lower and lower with each passing week of notice.
Yeah, shower thoughts and all that. So
toilets are a part of the show a lot lately. Hey,
you know what?
A lot.
They continue to make the news.
Mm. It's problematic.
You're right?
A little problematic.
All right, so we'll knock off one of those setting the bars coming up here in just about 10. I need you
here with me.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. We always try to give you this bar for which if you can rise above, you're doing okay.
We don't want you to work too hard at this time in the morning. It's a small little goal to set for yourself. We're pretty confident you will achieve.
It involves a toilet and a bathroom.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
That's setting the bar. I'll play Ed Sheeran and let him serenade you.
Things not to do with a toilet and a bathroom?
Well, things not to do. And okay. It involves a toilet and a bathroom.
Okay.
All right. That is coming up after Perfect 99.7 DJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the bar. This is where we give you a story. You just try not to do it and you can think, you know what? Who has two thumbs and isn't going to do that today?
This guy.
If you can manage to make it through the day without mistaking the exit on a plane for the bathroom.
Oh my God.
You're doing okay.
Did they actually open the door? They didn't open the door though, right? They realized that before the door was open, right? Right?
The door was opened. The good news is the plane hadn't left the airport yet.
Oh God, thank God. I'm just imagining, like, mid-flight.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Is this it? Oh, let me just open this lever.
It was a Pakistan International Airlines flight, and it happened on Friday night as a passenger got up while the seatbelt sign was on. The plane was still on the ground. It was to the point where the flight attendants had even taken a seat.
Was it in motion? Was it taxiing?
No, I don't think it was yet, but it was getting ready to taxi and move. But the person walks over and opens the emergency exit.
Oh, my God.
Rather than the toilet.
There are signs.
Even if you've never been on an airplane before.
Yeah.
I feel like you know that the bathrooms are in the back.
Or the front.
And I also feel like the bathrooms aren't going to have emergency exit signs on them.
Like I
when
said,
you
there are signs.
Try to open them.
Clearly marking all areas.
Yeah. So this person opened it. And since the airplane was in its mode of, all right, we're getting ready to take off type of thing, the emergency exits and the airbags were deployed.
Oh, gosh.
And so they had to take all the passengers off the plane.
Oh, to like fix all that.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it turned into like a huge 8-hour delay.
An 8-hour delay?
Yeah.
So, oh wow. Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, right?
That's my bad.
So there you go.
Oh wow.
All because
that's extensive to put all that stuff back.
All because she had to tinkle before.
Oh gosh. Well,
lifting off.
To be real, flying can make people nervous.
Yeah, sure.
Just one more little visit to the bathroom. Just
yeah. Yeah, just
make sure I'm good.
Right.
Because, you know, scary getting up mid-flight if you're a nervous flyer.
So
let's take care of that before we take off. And
But again, as you do that.
Did the chute come out? Like the little inflatable slide thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without mistaking the exit on a plane for the bathroom, you're doing okay.
At that point, since you had to deplane, did everybody get to slide down?
That's no.
Fine. Oh, no. Dang,
the emergency chutes did activate, but yeah, just people just got off the...
Might as well have some fun if you got to, like, deplane and hang out for 8 hours.
I guess.
Oh, gosh.
There you go. That's set of the bar, guys.
All right, good note.
On 99.7. 99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Another stop for you to get in on that trip down to Nashville to see Billie Eilish coming up in about an hour. Next week, know that we are going to get you in on that trip to New York City for a private musical event with Taylor Swift.
Now, this is probably going to be one of those cases where we put you on a plane and send you out there, and even we, at that point, probably won't even know what you're going to be in for. They don't tell us the things.
It's that secret.
It's that secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. You may not even know until you like show up there, and then you're going to have to tell us what it was all about.
I know. You may be blindfolded.
Whoa.
Let's hope.
I don't think we're going to like put you in a trunk or anything.
So there you go. That is next week on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Always love seeing stories like this from police departments. This out of Minnesota, where they're just doing a wellness check on This lady who's living alone, like her house was kind of overgrown with weeds and things like that. And so, you know, they're just kind of driving by and just making sure that she's doing okay.
Yeah.
And so after, you know, checking on her, Officer Matt decided, you know what? Someone needs to bust out her lawn because weeds are knee high. Obviously hasn't had any sort of attention to it this season. So he grabbed her mower, cut the front yard, and it got posted on the Facebook page and attracted a lot of positive comments and offers to assist the woman from other members of the community.
There's been a lot of these stories. That's
right,
cute.
Right. Yeah. So good stuff there. So there you are. A little feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Ray's Ford on 99.7 DJX. It's Billie Eilish. Again, that opportunity for you to get down to Nashville to see her with the DJX All Access Summer. Another shot coming up at 7 on DJ. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. If you want, you can always catch up on the podcast. Go to wdjx.com. Just click on podcast. Got an early morning tweet from a listener named Ben. He said, in quotes, "The clock in general tries me." Yeah, me too.
Yes, yes, that's what I was saying.
Yeah,
every
for sure.
Day. It's a struggle.
It's a struggle with the clock. You know, when you get up early and you try to put on a four-hour morning show.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of people are just like, well, isn't your body just used to schedule? No, that answer's no.
Yeah.
That,
your body's never quite used to this sort of schedule.
No,
that's
never
for
likes
sure.
It. No.
It's hard to go to bed when it's still bright out. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Yeah, the summertime's always rough, especially when the school's out and no one in the house wants to go to sleep before like 10 o'clock because it's all nice and bright outside.
And everybody in the house is sleeping in longer in the morning.
Except for us. It's all good. We're not complaining.
It's fine.
You know.
Well, if I could put something in the suggestion box, just maybe let's start the show a little later. Because most people are sleeping in. We could just adjust to that. We're adjusting to our audience.
You're right. We should.
7 to 9.
Right? Yes. Seven to nine. I can give you a good solid 2 hours of work a day.
Wow. Okay.
I can.
All right.
I can do that.
Yes, you could.
All right. That's exciting to hear. We've got some more good news for Kelly, I think.
Okay.
Coming up next, there are talks of something that are going to happen this summer.
Am I going to have to send this again to Joey Fatone again?
I don't know. Possibly. 99.7 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Got some news that might excite Kelly.
Okay, wait a second.
Well, you need to get in your stance.
Okay. All right, okay.
You know the guy named Lance Bass, right?
I do know a guy named Lance Bass.
What band is he in?
He's in an epic boy band named NSYNC.
Yeah, he was in NSYNC for sure.
Are we talking about NSYNC
again? So here's the thing. Lance Bass is the guy that seems to always be talking about NSYNC, right?
Absolutely.
They don't really talk to Justin Timberlake much about NSYNC.
No, he's busy.
They don't really talk to Chris Kirkpatrick much about NSYNC.
Don't know where he is.
They don't really talk to Joey Fatone much about
NSYNC. We know where he is. He's busy too. He has things.
So he said that NSYNC has received lots of offers following their little reunion at Coachella back in April, right?
That gave us all the feels, did it not?
Yeah, it did.
That was the group minus Justin Timberlake on stage with Ariana Grande, if you'll recall, right?
Yes.
So Lance said that performance was big for the group.
It gave them the feels.
And that they are going to sit down this summer and discuss a potential reunion.
Yeah! Oh, yeah. We needed this to happen, didn't we? Planet Earth needed this to happen. This could bring world peace. I'm convinced this is what we need.
Feels good, doesn't it?
We'll be your girlfriend, NSYNC. Yes, we will. We will. Just get the band back together.
Will Ariana Grande join them?
Well, here's the thing. There is an opportunity. They can get, like, guest people to come in and fill in and be the Justin Timberlake part.
And then,
of course, Justin, whenever he's got the time, can pop in, just swoop right in.
Nothing is set in stone to go back on the road at this point. But there's always hope. And I think that
it is all I wanted.
Lance is kind of genius in this. He just keeps it alive.
Yeah, he does.
He just keeps it alive by saying, all he has to say is, well, we're talking. And it could literally be Lance and Joey Fatone just going, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you doing?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Want
to
do something this summer?
Or Lance talking to himself in the mirror. It doesn't matter. We're here for it.
We need a video of this meeting.
We're here for
I don't know.
We're here for all of it.
Yes. I just know that you're excited about this band.
Oh, I will never say bye 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 to NSYNC. No. I will never.
So, if true, Lance will be the first to have told you.
I'm lightheaded.
And Kelly, I know that you don't know what to do with your hands.
I don't.
When you
I
get
don't.
Excited.
When I get excited, I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't. I'm just tearing. It's tearing my heart. Yeah. Okay, so can we mention this? So last time we talked about Joey Fatone on the radio, Joey Fatone heard it, and Joey Fatone thought that was funny. He LOL'd. Should we send him this one, too? Just to give him a little nudge, put it in the suggestion box.
No, we'll send it to him because maybe he doesn't even know.
Maybe he doesn't know.
Maybe he doesn't know.
Hey, Lance is talking.
Hey, Lance is saying that you guys might be going on tour this summer, so
Lance
just
called
FYI.
A meeting. Did you hear it?
Not
He's
right.
calling a meeting.
So there you go.
You guys need to get together.
That's what's trending.
I'm here for all of it.
99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Sports news. So as we all know, a big congrats to the Louisville baseball team for making it to the College World Series. Again, now we know their schedule. They're going to be taking on Vanderbilt. 2:00 Sunday, they're going to renew their rivalry on Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
So their first national championship hanging in the balance here as they go through the College World Series beginning Sunday afternoon at 2 against Vanderbilt, who is a favorite right now. So
no pressure, but win it for dad.
Yeah, win it for dad. Cards are either going to be game two is either going to be on Tuesday or it's either going to be at 2 or at 7 depending on whether or not they win or lose against Vanderbilt. So all right, fingers crossed.
Sure.
Again,
all the things.
Yeah, for sure. Yay. For sure. We're looking forward to the finals, which is at the end of June. So this is just the start of the College World Series. The College World Series is a bunch of different games and teams kind of like in a bracket sort of format. So.
Okay, tell me when we get there.
Okay.
Well, I'm kind of like American Idol, you know?
Yeah,
kind of, sure. Yeah, tell me when it gets down to the nitty gritty.
Right. So yeah.
We're with you all the way though.
It's an 11 game like or 11 day just adventure
extravaganza.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So the Cardinals are in it Sunday, 2:00 Vanderbilt.
And, hey Kat, you know baseball guys are hot, so
they have nice butts.
Yes, absolutely.
I know. Yay!
Hit the home runs, score the points,
get the RBIs, okay. Whatever that is.
There you go. When you think sports, obviously come to Ben and Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Your sports authority.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX. So, later today, we're going to have more opportunities for you to pick up steaks and suds for your dad with some dad jokes. If you missed yesterday's round of dad jokes.
They're brilliant.
Which I understand because it was a little bit later in the show. So, you may not have caught it. So, we'll give you a little taste of what you're up against.
We got you.
Next on 99.7 DJX.
DJX.
We want to hook your dad up with some free meat from Preferred Meats, a tomahawk steak. And then suds, car wash in the form of an ultimate car wash from Mike's Car Wash there.
Ultimate book, yeah.
Yeah, Leslie texts in and says, dad joke, when a person dies, what is the last part of the body to stop working?
I don't know.
The pupils, because they die late.
I get it.
Wait, are we killing off dad?
Wow. Wow, okay, so yeah, dad jokes there. Zach.
All right, now pardon me for the cartoonish voice, but what do vegetarian zombies like to eat?
What do vegetarian zombies like to eat?
Grains.
Okay. All right. Impressive, sir.
The commitment to the character.
that was very good.
That was good.
He even apologized for it.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Zach.
Okay,
I know. She's saying, Kelly's still. She's still. She's like, can you spell it out for me? Can you spell it out for me?
It's just funny because of his voice.
Bethany.
Okay, what do you call a monkey in a minefield?
What do you call a monkey on a minefield?
A baboon.
That's a little deathy. A little violent.
Wow, yeah, come with the death a little bit.
A little.
Thanks.
What's up with all the deathy ones? We killed Dad. Now we got ba-boom. It's like, very old. Going on.
It's all over the place.
Okay. Jokes.
All right.
I like that. Tiffany texts in and says, grasshopper walks into a bar, sits down. Bartender says, hey, I've got a drink named after you. Grasshopper says, got a drink named Steve? Wow. Okay.
I don't want to go to a bar and order a Steve now. I want to know what's in that drink.
And what's in the grasshopper?
Oh, okay.
One more here.
Oh, gosh.
Andrea, one more.
Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels.
I like it.
And they'd be delicious. Okay, thank you. Is that your winner?
We're finishing strong.
All right. Are we finishing strong? Is that the strong?
I feel like the grasshopper one's so really good too.
You like the grasshopper one?
The seagull bagel one makes more sense. Yeah, but the grasshopper one's just stupid.
It's really off the wall, but that's my jam. That gets me. I like all of them. Those two are good.
I mean, Chrissy slides in on the dad jokes. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
No, I didn't.
Great food, no atmosphere.
I've heard that one before, but I like it, Chrissy. Right. I like where your head's
at. All right, well, hey, congrats, Andrea. You're going to win here today. Steak and Suds. We'll do more this week.
We have to. I love that.
We'll do more this week. So
it's my favorite.
If you got one you think is better, hang on to it. We'll do it again next tomorrow. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, yeah, we'll have another round of dad jokes on the way for Steak and Suds at about 8:15 here this morning.
It gives me life.
I gave my dad life.
And then coming up before 7 o'clock, Kelly and I awkwardly stand in the shower and ponder life with shower thoughts.
That kills my soul a little. Dad jokes give me life.
You know what?
Showering.
The shower thoughts shouldn't kill your soul.
It does a little.
It's pondering life's greatest mysteries.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's awkward.
All coming up on 99.7 DJX, All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. And we want to give you an exclusive VIP summer shark experience at the Newport Aquarium, which is pretty cool. You can actually feed the sharks and meet the new baby shark and walk across the shark bridge, pet the sharks there at the Newport Aquarium. So that's kind of cool.
Wait a second. There's a baby shark.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Baby shark. How are you going to go to this exhibit and not do that?
I don't know.
You can't not.
You can win a 4-pack of tickets a little bit later on around lunchtime with Sarah. And then you're getting in to win that opportunity to actually pet the sharks, which would be very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all a part of the DJX All Access Summer there on 99.7 DJX. Speaking of All Access Summer, next week it's going to be all about this woman, Taylor Swift, in New York City. So that's exciting.
You got really mini excited right there. That was like the most emotion we've heard from you about any contest.
I'm a professional, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, you got excited as though you got to go.
So that is coming up next week. But next, it is when Kelly and I ponder life and the greatest thoughts and questions that people have about life.
You're
in
overstepping.
The shower.
You're overstepping when you say greatest. Random.
Most random, too.
Random.
All right, that is after me on 99.7 DJX. I promise that you'll never feel like me. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. That sound is the sound of Kelly and I standing in the shower pondering life. We just call them shower thoughts. It's just those weird random thoughts that you have. And we call them shower thoughts because that's the time when you're, you know, at peace with yourself. You're just alone maybe in the shower. And
I'm angry.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm awake.
All right. You can be that too.
That's what I'm feeling.
Anyways, we call it shower thoughts on 99.7 DJX.
So you know the first human to hiccup must have been terrified.
Oh.
Think about that. That's kind of violent, isn't it?
Your whole body's shaking.
Yeah, it's like you're seizing a little bit.
A little bit. Like, yeah, what is happening to me? Am I dying?
Terrifying. Terrifying.
I'm like sneezing.
Shower thoughts.
And how do they come up with the name Hiccup? Where's that come
it
from?
It sounds like the word Hiccup.
Maybe it's a Hiccup.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Kelly.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that all right? Did we figure that out?
Yeah.
I just realized when your phone autocorrects to ducking.
Stop it.
It actually means crouching down and has nothing to do with ducks. How did I actually even forget that was a word?
Because I don't know.
It's another word. It's changing, sir. Are you? I'll explain it after the show.
No, I'm saying.
What word is that, Kelly?
Okay. Never mind. Sorry.
It means weird, something different on my phone because I'm sassy.
Shower thoughts.
Hey, you know when you're pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't know that.
I hope I don't know that anytime soon.
All right. But
okay.
People that have been pregnant. Sure. When you're pregnant, you got a 50% chance of growing a wiener.
Wow.
That's a
side effect of pregnancy.
I did. I 1,000% grew a wiener.
Kelly, you're sharing a lot about yourself.
I didn't get to keep it.
Wow.
Okay.
But I grew it.
All right.
That would have been interesting.
All right.
High five to me.
Okay, high five to you. Shower thoughts. One more. You know, it's a real missed opportunity that we say toilet paper and not crapkins.
Oh, my God.
Hey, pass me another.
Okay, I'm going to start calling it that.
Pass me another. All right, that'll do it.
Oh, my God.
That's shower thoughts.
Everybody's going to think that now. At that time, they're going to think that.
On 99.7. Go, go, go.
To Billie Eilish in Nashville with the 99.7 DJX All Access Summer. Here's your winning word.
Duh. Pretty easy, just summer.
Summer. S-U-M-M-E-R. Summer.
There you go.
Summer.
Get that into the website at WDGX.com. You could be on your way down to Nashville with a couple tickets in your hand to see Billie Eilish June 21st. Summer. You heard Kelly.
In summer.
Just like that.
Thank you.
Yes,
I Olaf'd it.
You Olaf'd it. All right. Here you go. That's your winning word. DJX All Access Summer. Old Town Road, 99.7 DJX. Again, your winning word is summer. S-U-M-M-E-R. Get that in. And you could be on your way down to Nashville to see Billie Eilish on 99.7 DJX. So yesterday I got introduced to the apparently the new Old Town Road. It's called the Get Up. Have you heard of this?
Yes, I've seen it. It's magical.
Is this a dance? It's a dance.
Yeah. You got to have a red Solo cup.
It's Blanco Brown, the Get Up.
I didn't know we were a country station.
It is a little bit more country than Old Town Road is.
Grab your love, partner.
But he kind of looks like a soft rapper.
He kind of looks like
he's got
maybe Khalid a little bit.
Yeah, old track suit, a lot of jewelry, red Solo cup, and he's getting it.
There you go. So yeah, this is like the boot scoot boogie meets the electric slide.
Yeah, it
meets
tells
the cha cha slide.
It tells you the moves. Like follow the dance.
The Cupid shuffle.
In the moves.
Well, we're gonna have to do this at some point.
At some point, probably, yeah.
To the ride. Now take your left hand and put it on your side.
Wow. Okay.
Put it on your side,
so
guys.
You
see, Ben, this is a good pace for you. It's slow. It's not fast movements. You should be able to do this.
Yeah, so that's apparently the new Old Town Road boot scoot boogie Cupid shuffle type song.
We're going to need you to like loosen up the hips, though.
Your daughters will be so impressed as dancers.
Yes.
You think?
You come home with a dance.
Yeah.
You think they will?
Oh, yeah. They'd
be impressed.
All right.
You got to move the hips, though.
Okay.
We'll work on that.
Dad, all right, we'll work on it. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Kinley's Helping Hands. Man, she is rocking it out with just the money that she is raising for Norton Children's Hospital. If you recall, Kinley, she is the little girl that you met during our Norton Children's Hospital
radiothon. Yeah, we've known her for many, many years.
She's
been a part of it for a long time. And she actually started kind of her relationship, if you will, with Norton Children's at 3 days old.
Yeah, she was born without a pituitary gland and has been in and out of Norton Children's Hospital since.
That means like even the smallest little things, infections, colds can be like big deals for her.
Oh, yikes.
So She started Kinley's Helping Hands charity back in like 2014, right?
Mm-hmm. She wanted to give back.
And to date, her efforts have raised over $65,000 for Norton Children's Hospital.
Yeah, so she does this carnival every June. It's the fifth anniversary of the carnival. So she wants you to come on out.
Yeah, June 29th, 11 to 4.
At Lincoln Hills Christian Church, they're in Cordon. They have a lot of, you know, fun activities and auction items and all that good stuff. So come on out, celebrate her birthday.
Yeah.
5 years of the carnival. And they are naming a playroom after her there. So it's where she spent a lot of time on, I think it's Five West.
There you go.
And so that's where they're renovating the playroom there. And she's just doing big things. It's like, man, there are so many kids who we meet and they have these personal stories of just the things that they've personally overcome. And then they continue
to give back to Norton.
To give back to Norton Children's. It's amazing.
Yeah. So help out. And I mean, it's, as you said, it's just awesome seeing these kids do great things, not only for the community, but then to give back to Norton Children's Hospital. So props to Kinley there. And all that info is up at WDJX.com.
Yep. Click on community events.
There you go. That's Feel Good, brought to you by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Text from Megan. She says, hey, I missed the word. I was dropping someone off from Lyft driving, LOL. What was it again? Oh.
LOL.
LOL. Yeah, if you have to work, we get it. The winning word to see Billie Eilish down in Nashville is summer. All right? S-U-M-M-E-R.
In summer.
Okay.
She probably missed that part, too.
she probably did. I know.
Just
wanted
to recreate
that
magic.
I feel bad.
As you type it, you need to sing it like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I choose to think everyone is.
Yeah, but if you write in summer, then it's not going to work.
Okay, just leave. Yeah. Okay.
And there's only two M's in summer. So you can't
so
like...
Even though you're holding out the note in your head.
Right. In your head.
Actually, it would be all the R's, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You don't go in summer.
Yeah, no. It's just,
Yeah.
S-U-M-M-E-R.
Thank
That's
you.
It, guys.
That's
Very
it.
Good. Very good.
I so think there I you get go. It.
That is your DJX... all access summer winning word there for Billie Eilish. And next week, yes, it's the Taylor Swift. And everybody tweeting at 997DJX winning the info. We will give you that info ASAP. But just know that Monday you can get in to win that.
And when we say info, it's like we're going to give you the info on how to enter. We're probably not even going to ever really know what it is that you're doing.
Yeah, you're probably going to be blindfolded and, you know, put on some sort of plane that has blackened out windows.
Stop.
And
you're probably not going to be in a trunk. That's good.
And then you're going to, you know, open up the door and...
This isn't Bird Box.
Be revealed.
Well, there might be a Bird Box element to it. We don't know. We're saying is we don't know all those details.
Listen, why we don't have the farting unicorn as some sort of solicit for this.
Yeah, why don't we?
I don't know.
That is a magical
Maybe
sound.
Maybe we missed that opportunity.
Yeah, we can bring it back.
You think?
We can bring it back.
You're the one who's so against it.
Well, it's... Okay, it's the first part I'm against. It's the grunting I'm against. The magical part's fun.
I mean, because, you know, unicorns, Taylor Swift kind of go hand in hand, right? Because of especially the color and the rainbows and all that.
It's more like unicorn kitties.
All right, so that, just know, Billie Eilish wraps up this week down in Nashville. Summer is your winning word on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We did get a text message from Megan. She writes, wasn't that a farting troll and not a farting unicorn?
You know what? You're right.
Yeah, sometimes we forget our own promotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me, I blocked it out from personal trauma.
Yeah, that was, I guess, a farting troll.
It
wasn't
was a troll.
It? Yeah.
Listen,
all right.
The beginning has to put in the effort. That's why you hear the grunt to get to the magic.
Really disgusting.
So, anyways, we'll probably not include that as part of the way to get in on the trip to see Taylor Swift in NYC as part of the DJX All Access Summer.
Probably smart.
On 99.7 DJX. Just know that. Just know that.
Just know that.
So, I don't know if this is real or not, but this Instagram account that I followed. Has a reply. A reply from Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. It's not legit.
Have you seen it?
No, but I'm just going to go ahead and guess.
Okay,
it's not
thanks,
legit.
Kelly.
Because again, I contend that Tom Cruise doesn't know what a Justin Bieber is.
No, he.
But he might know what an Instagram is.
Yeah, he's
barely.
On. He's on Instagram.
He has like what 36 posts.
And he doesn't have that many posts.
Okay,
but there's this Instagram guy. Okay, so the whole thing that we're talking about is Justin Bieber, like slid into Tom Cruise's DMs via a Twitter post that said, "I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you are scared and you will never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight? Dana White?"
This is the most random and
weird
thing.
It is so weird. Everybody's like,
Bieber has done.
Is Bieber drunk?
Like, weirder than peeing in the mop bucket.
Like
weirder than that.
Like, who does... I don't know if...
Weirder than egging his neighbor.
Was
Let's
he
not
in
do that
his
either.
Right mind? Is he just trying to draw attention? I don't know.
It's
but anyways,
weird.
So the reply, and I don't know if it's the magic of Photoshop or what, but Tom Cruise slides in with a grammar police on
yeah.
your.
Oh,
because Justin Bieber used the wrong form of your.
Apostrophe
on
R-E-B.
His
name.
Well, that's called out.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this, like I said.
That's that St. X... Education
there. From
Tom Cruise.
From Tom Cruise,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Fairly confident that's photoshopped.
But yeah, there are all sorts of like celebrities that are coming in, like boxing
sure.
Celebrities, MMA celebrities coming in, going, "Hey, if you guys want to, I'll provide the arena."
I don't understand.
And so think about it. He is 31 years younger than Tom Cruise.
What are you saying about that?
So I'm saying Tom Cruise. Has two things going for him. Three things going for him.
I was going to say just two.
He's got dad strength.
Oh, dad strength. That's something.
Because you know that's a special
that
kind
is.
Of strength.
Okay.
He's got the fact that he has been in action movies for 30 years.
Doing his own stunts. Yeah, he's pretty stunts.
He's got that training. And then he's also got another thing that maybe many of you forgot, and that's old man strength.
Old man strength?
Yes.
Can't forget about the old man strength.
Yes.
What's the motivator behind the old man strength?
He's got the dad strength plus the fact that he's been in action movies for 30 years. And then he's got old man strength. All three of those working. I don't know if Justin Bieber
is
knows.
Old man strength like, get off my lawn.
Well,
is
you've
that,
seen
what?
Those. You've
What's
seen those videos of like, you know, someone picking on an old man. And not knowing who they're picking on. And then all of a sudden the old man just decks him and he's down. Those are fun videos to watch because it's like, you know.
How do you spend your time, sir?
I feel
We're
like.
We're getting a glimpse.
Let's not worry about the,
all right.
the YouTube wormholes
okay.
I go down.
All right.
But I'm just saying.
It wasn't Cruise, a wise fight.
Tom Cruise has three things yeah. that are definitely in his corner. And I don't know if Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I have nothing against Justin Bieber, but
no.
I think Tom Cruise takes him immediately.
Yeah, I don't think this yeah. is the next publicity stunt for him to do. I don't think that's wise. I think, no, you remember, weren't they doing like celebrity boxing matches or something? Wasn't that a thing for like a hot second?
You mean the claymation on MTV?
Well, no, there were actually real
celebrities.
There were real good. Remember Tanya Harding?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got in there
yeah.
and it was yeah. they were actual boxing
now,
matches.
Now, you're right. Justin could be trolling us all because he could be like launching this new like
Maybe
TV
he's
show,
revamping that.
Right,
or
right. And he's completely trolling us all because now we're all talking about this, and then it's like, oh,
which again, I'm going to contend it. Not a good idea either. Like, any of this not going to be good
right.
for anybody.
Well,
I feel
if he starts a TV show, we need to see Selena Gomez get in there.
Oh, see, no. She's yeah. That's not nope.
So
not going
again,
there.
Don't
Haley Baldwin.
I don't know if this is photoshopped or not, but
it is. Are you seriously?
What I'll do
it
is
1,000% photoshopped. That is not real.
I will post it on our Instagram at Ben and Kelly Show.
It. You're killing the magic, Kelly.
So you can see it. I know, Kelly. Quit being
stop
quit ruining it.
Not
yeah,
real.
Quit ruining it.
Tom Cruise doesn't know what a Justin Bieber is.
Anyways, we'll put that on our Instagram at Ben and Kelly Show, and you can see for yourself. And then. You know,
that's a condescending pat on the head, isn't it?
Read the comments
a little bit.
Read the comments.
Yeah.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Phone tap.
Well, first, I think your expectations are a little high.
I mean, that's every day, right?
Yeah, 1,000% with this show.
Sure. that is coming up in about 12 minutes on 99. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Got a text from Megan who writes, I never get up this early, like ever. And if I am, I'm never in the car. But I swear, I get so much information just from this show that I just wouldn't have if I didn't tune in.
That is true. We have different information.
So
we are a learning show, though, Megan.
Okay.
You know, however you get your information, just know that we are the education during the summer months that you need between school years.
Yes. We can't promise it's accurate. Or factual, but it's fun.
Sure. It's fun. That. All right, coming up next, it is a phone tap. And what happens when, you know, you finish up your first year as a kindergarten teacher? You get a call. You get a call from William Hassenpepper.
Oh, boy.
Who is wondering if the curriculum is up to snuff for, okay. for his kid.
Well, first, I think your expectations are a little high.
All right, phone tap.
Nothing but the best for your kid, right?
That's right. Coming up after Shawn Mendes.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben's phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Amelia sent us a little message, said my brother just finished his first year teaching first grade.
Aww.
He loves being a teacher, but I always hear about all the nutty parents that he has to deal with.
Sure.
Maybe you could call him through one of your little phone taps. Show him what a nutty parent really sounds like.
Yes, I'll introduce you to William Hassenpepper.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh, wow.
It's your phone tap.
Oh, wow.
This is David.
Hi, David. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, thank you. Who is this?
It's William Hassenpepper. The office transferred me to your room. You're the kindergarten teacher, right?
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Great. I have some questions. Our family is moving into the school district this summer, and it looks like my son will be in your classroom next year.
Oh, great. What kind of questions do you have?
Yes, I'm sure you'll start teaching the kids reading and math and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. Some early science concepts as well, like weather, animals, basic stuff like that.
Yes. Well, I'm not worried about those. I'm more interested in my son's creative side, and I wanted to make sure that the art curriculum that you have planned is challenging enough.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, we do some basic art projects, painting. We're learning about colors, sculpture.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm an art dealer. That's my job. I deal with fine art all day.
All right.
So, as you can imagine, I have certain expectations for my son that may be higher than the typical parent you deal with.
Well, I understand that, but I try to teach each of my students the same. It doesn't matter what their parents do for a living.
Yeah, I get that. But really, if you have a kid trace his hand on a piece of paper and call it a turkey, that's not really art, don't you think?
Well, actually, that is an art project that I've done with the kids before. They really like creating something like that and decorating their turkey.
Well, when I hear the word art, I think of museums and art galleries. The imagination and craftsmanship that goes into creating a fine work of artistry. Not something where you glue together some popsicle sticks to make a house.
Sure. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but please remember, these are little kids. They're just 5 years old.
Did you know that Monet was experimenting with impressionistic watercolors when he was five?
No, I didn't know that. That's impressive, but
do you think his teacher had him putting cotton balls on construction paper to make a man with a beard?
Sir, I don't know what to tell you. The things you're talking about are the kind of things that kids need to introduce them to different types of art.
No, I've spent my life in galleries and museums, and I have yet to see anything there made with bendable pipe cleaners and Elmer's glue. I want you to start my son on a path of creating museum-quality works of art, and I think he shows real promise, and I can't have him wasting his time gluing toilet paper tubes together to make a cardboard tree.
Well, first, I think your expectations are a little high for a 5-year-old. And also, I can't change our curriculum for just one student.
It's not just for one student. I want you to change it for all of them. I'm trying to save these kids from a life of mediocrity. No more popsicle sticks.
Sir, please.
No more cotton balls.
I don't even know who you are. You won't even tell me your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name? I didn't tell you that, David. It's Ben Davis, calling from 99.7 DJX.
What?
Hey, David. Amelia had us call you to celebrate the end of your first school year.
You're kidding.
William Hassenpepper was crazy, wasn't it?
I obviously flustered him because said his name and said introduced myself right away.
Right at the beginning.
Always have to introduce myself to the Hassenpeppers. Or
he blocked it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, but for real, I think there needs to be some space set aside at museums for cotton ball and popsicle stick art.
Yes. Art, for sure.
Yeah.
There you
go. That's art right there.
That's
so
your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, it's news. In the animal world.
News in the animal world?
No, yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what that means.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, stay away from the YouTubes. Oh, no.
We have an update on a famous animal.
Famous?
A famous animal?
In the news.
Harambe?
Dumbo?
Too soon.
Oh, gosh. Okay, you're right. Too soon.
Too soon.
Sorry.
Coming up. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We have another opportunity for you to get the hookup with some free meat and free suds in the form of steak and suds on the way for Father's Day just after 8 o'clock. More dad jokes, okay? And we'll hook you up with Preferred Meats Tomahawk Steak and car washes from Mike's Car Wash. So there you go. As you know, our show loves nature. Loves learning about new things, right?
Uh-huh.
And so back in 2017, we were enthralled when a giraffe by the name of April became pregnant.
Oh, gosh. This was like 2 months out of our lives, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't just us. It was the entire world was enthralled.
Yeah.
With the live cam
of
April the giraffe and then her birth.
That live stream video.
Yeah, it was real.
That was aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
So after 5 pregnancies, there's now some news on April the giraffe. She didn't pass away. So that's
great.
Good.
Okay, I know, because she's still with us.
Yeah, she's still with us. A lot of times, you know, we give you these stories and we're like, No.
She's had 5?
Yeah, 5 pregnancies.
Wow.
After 5 calves, April the giraffe is retiring from the baby-making program. That's right. No more baby watches for April.
Why?
The 17-year-old will be going on birth control.
Oh. I'm sorry. Back that massive truck up.
Hang on
What's
a
happening?
Second.
Whoa.
April the giraffe going on birth control?
They're putting her on the pill?
According to caretakers at Animal Adventure Park in Harpersville, New York, they say having another baby would not be in her best interest.
Okay. Oh, is she getting of advanced age?
Advanced maternal age.
Yeah, she's 17.
She will be moved to a barn set up more for senior care than birthing, but will still be on exhibit.
Oh, gosh. She's going to the old folks home.
Wait, is the birth control just like staying away from the boys? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Are we just going to keep her away from the boys?
April became an internet celebrity after giving birth to her 4th baby in April 2017.
Well, yeah. I don't know. And Kat, you were rolling in with a little bit of knowledge on this.
I'm the one who read up on this, and apparently they're going to pair her last mate,
Oliver,
with a new woman, and they're all gonna live happily ever after in the same little exhibit, but she doesn't get to do the things with Oliver, and she gets to watch them do the things.
She's gonna become a sister wife?
Yes.
What's happening?
She gets to watch them. I'm telling you what,
the giraffe world is wild.
This is insane.
The giraffe world is wild.
This is just wrong.
And I feel like this is gonna be more of an entertaining live stream than the actual, like, waiting for the birth thing. So if they need to rethink that.
If somebody put me in a room with my ex-boyfriend and made me watch, but I couldn't participate, that would be really upsetting.
Another text message from a listener. Poor April the giraffe. Just let her have a man.
Yeah, well, yeah.
She just needs a man.
Did she have like 5 different baby daddies? That's like, wow, that's excessive. Hey, it's a lot to keep track of.
Let's not
judge. Do they
still
keep in touch?
Let's not judge.
I'm not judging. I'm just asking. I mean, I'm wanting to know, like, do we have relationships? Are we still friends? Are we hanging out? Are we co-parenting?
So there you go.
How is this happening?
April the Giraffe making the news yet again because she's on birth control.
I just want her to be happy, like, in the rocking chair, sipping some lemonade, talking about the golden years with Oliver or...
One of the other young studs.
Let's choose to think that it's a birth control pill so she can still have
fun.
I don't think they're giving
her the pill. I don't think that's what they do for giraffes.
Christina texts in and says, why is the guy on the news sound like a Hoss and Pepper?
He does. He's the most famous Hoss and Pepper.
After five calves.
Another text from a listener says, justice for April the Giraffe.
Yeah. We want her to have a companion.
Listen, yeah.
To go to the buffet with at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's right. Who's she going to go to Golden Corral with?
The early bird special.
All right. There you go. That is
happy.
That is April making the news.
Will the kids come by and visit?
I hope
so. Every once in a while? I need to know how this is going to play out.
Listen, we've already YouTubed the way April got into this predicament.
Yeah.
Gone down this path.
Listen.
We're a more mature show than we were a couple months ago.
No, we're not. But we've just been there, done that. So we don't need to do it again. We heard and saw the miracle of the birth.
Yeah.
It was violent.
Exactly.
It was gushy.
So these are things that we don't need to share with you again right now because it's already happened.
Yeah.
But we just want to let you know that April the Giraffe is in the news because
I just want her to be happy.
She's on her rocking
chair
right
pill
now.
She's on the pill. JX today, Wave 3 News, storm tracking and clouds 78. So a little bit cooler right now, 62. Some people saying that they're seeing some fog out there this morning. So just kind of keep that in mind. Maybe some thunderstorms in the area tomorrow, but then cloudy and only 71 on Thursday. So
when does summer start?
Not too
when
bad.
When is summer going to start?
There you go.
Weather-wise.
Feel good? Do them every hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So, you know, the big push is for people to kind of reduce the amount of plastic bags that they're using.
Yes.
Sure.
Right? A lot of people opting for paper or even
reusable
bags. Yeah.
Yeah, I bring my own.
But there is a supermarket in Vancouver that has decided, instead of just get rid of plastic bags altogether, like some supermarkets are doing, they've decided to create plastic bags that have sayings on them to discourage people from actually using them.
This is an interesting method.
For example?
Would you like to know some of them?
Yes.
I would love to.
Yes. Please share some of these sayings that are on these plastic bags that maybe you don't want to carry.
Thank you for asking, Kelly. Colon Care Co-op. One of them. Another one says, into the weird adult video emporium.
Oh, no. Yeah, you don't want to be seen carrying that around. Because people are going to make snap judgments.
I mean, you're like, no, it's just canned tomatoes.
Yeah, no. Like, we know what you're going to do tonight, freaky people.
Yeah, and they say just like with weird sayings like that, colon care, adult video sort of themes, then
what's
people are going
video?
To hopefully not... use them and say, no, I'll carry my groceries.
Yes, I'll bring another bag.
Bring another bag.
I'll take paper.
Right.
Whatever. So I'm going to buy that reusable bag for however much that is, and I'll just bring that every time. Sorry.
So there you go.
Okay.
Trying to help the environment there. One colon care bag at a time.
That's fantastic.
Saving the environment with embarrassment.
You know what? Yes. And I think I would go ahead and keep choosing the plastic just because. Just because the point.
Walk around with colon care?
Yes, absolutely. Just because, you know what? You say I can't do that, I'm going to do it even more.
All right.
They clearly haven't met our show.
All right,
like
obviously.
Reverse psychology for toddlers, that's going to work on me.
This feel good story is not necessarily for Kelly, everyone else, hopefully for the environment. 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Preferred Meats, Mike's Car Wash, jumping on board to help your dad with some steak and suds this Father's Day. It is the dad joke for day two because we had a lot that we couldn't get to yesterday, okay? So call us It's much better to hear you deliver the dad joke than to text us. Now, listen, we got a lot of text messages, which...
And they're solid jokes.
Solid jokes, yeah, for sure.
But like, we need you to deliver them.
From a listener, I used to be addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around.
Yeah, that's what we need. That's what I'm talking about. That's good stuff.
From another listener, Grisella.
<Good stuff. laughs>
What's the cheapest cut of meat?
What is the cheapest cut of meat?
What is it, Grisella?
Deer balls. They're under a buck.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, yeah, call us at 502-571-9970, and you're in to win the steak and suds for your dad.
Bring the magic.
Yeah, Tony.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
What is a polar bear's favorite kind of sandwich?
What is a polar bear's favorite kind of sandwich?
It is an ice burger.
It was your laugh afterwards. That was the best part. It was your laugh. Your laugh really sealed it.
Okay, thank you, Tony.
All right.
That is an example of what you got to bring. All
Dad
right?
jokes.
99.7 DJX. Taylor, 99.7 DJX is our next 99.7 DJX All Access Summer artist and opportunity for you to... see a private musical event with Taylor, New York City. That begins next week. Get in to win that here on 99.7 DJX, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Okie doke. I feel like we need some sort of like game show music for this.
Oh, yeah.
Dad jokes, 99.7 DJX, Father's Day on Sunday. All right, Star, got three lined up here. Star, go ahead and give me your joke.
Your nose be 12 inches long.
Why can't your nose be 12 inches long?
Because then it would be a foot.
I don't get it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god,
okay.
Kat.
Oh my god!
We'll explain it to Kat later.
Draw a diagram.
Okay.
It's fine.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
I mean, that's solid.
You do have to have a certain level of intelligence to get the jokes here on this show.
Right.
Listen, they didn't
right.
ask me my IQ when I started this show.
Yeah, no, that's evident. Here, hang on a quick sec. Hang on. All right, hey, Ashley.
Yeah.
All right, give me your dad joke.
Okay, it's horrible, just to forewarn you.
Okay, I love it.
We love it. All right.
What does a fish say when it runs into a brick wall? Damn.
Because the brick wall is the dam.
Okay. It's a literal dam.
See, I feel like I need to explain now the jokes for Kat after.
No, that one, I still know.
That's good.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Ashley, here. Hang on, Ashley.
Is it like an otter?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, again.
All right. Just,
Tanya.
Okay. All right.
Tanya.
Yes.
Okay, your dad joke.
Hopefully I get this one.
Okay. Do you know how to make holy water?
How do you make holy water?
You blow the hell out of it.
That's sassy.
All right.
That is sassy.
Wow. Okay.
And I feel like I want to move over here in case the lightning comes
right.
down. And
sure. All right. Here, Tanya, hang on a quick sec, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're conferring amongst ourselves. Who'd you like? Did you like the dam, the boil, or the one that we had to literally explain to Kat, which I forgot already? Which one was the first one?
That
has
to do with the foot.
The one with the
inches. Oh, the foot.
The nose.
I think it's the dam one.
The dam? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I kind of like the holy water.
You like the holy water?
I like the holy water.
All right.
I think
Kat,
Jesus approves.
Kat, you're the tiebreaker.
I like the holy water.
Okay, it's the holy water.
It took me a
All right, hey, Tanya.
It's sassy.
All right, congratulations. You got it.
Yeah,
you got it.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You got it. After we conferred amongst ourselves,
yeah.
Tanya, you're the winner. You got a tomahawk steak from Preferred Meats, and you also got some free car washes from Mike's Car Wash.
Thank you. He'll be very happy too.
All right. Congratulations. We'll do more of these all this week on 99.7 DJX. You got a couple on text message.
Yeah. Right. David chimes in. He goes, dad joke I told in real life. Took my dog to the vet for her skin. Vet says it's her diet. She needs to eat food she'd have in the wild, like salmon, venison, kangaroo. Me, pump the brakes there, doc. She can't have kangaroo anymore. The vet, why is that? Me, it makes her jumpy. He wasn't impressed, but the nurse loved it.
That kind of quality. Only found on 99.7
DJX. That's legit, David.
All right, there you go. That's dad jokes. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. More of those steak and suds for Father's Day all this week, okay? So we'll hook you up all this week with Preferred Meats and Mike's Car Wash, all right?
Dad jokes giving me life.
Yeah. Yeah, some good ones. Some good ones. Quality ones.
I love it when you're using dad jokes in real life, too. Real life situations. I think that needs to happen more often.
And I just to give you like peel the curtain behind on the show a little bit. We spent the last 10 minutes explaining the boil holy water joke to Kat.
My head was really in the gutter.
Really in the gutter.
And then we had to explain what a dam was for what happens when a fish hits a wall.
She literally thought that beavers were the only ones that made dams.
So
I've never seen a real dam in a structure.
Behind the scenes, literally Kelly and I have spent the last 15 minutes explaining these two dad jokes to Kat.
I think we need to look and examine more closely the Florida educational system if she got through the entire system without knowing what a dam was.
Listen, I think it's doing a great job. I think it's doing a great job. It's fantastic.
UF is a top 10 public school.
Hey, okay.
Congratulations. Crab Pants making the show.
Crab Pants?
Yes.
What's that mean?
We're a sophisticated show, Kelly.
Okay. I have a feeling this is about someone that made a bad decision.
We're a mature, sophisticated show,
no,
and Crab Pants making the show.
We can't even pretend.
Coming up next, a little Setting the Bar story for you after Maroon 5.
What not to do.
On DJ. DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the bar. We always give you stories that try to set the bar for your day. A lot of times it's a low goal to set, a low bar to try to leap over.
Yeah, don't push yourself too hard this time of morning.
If you can manage to make it through the day without stuffing crab meat down your pants and then trying to return it to the store you just stole it from, you're doing okay.
That doesn't sound tasty.
Well, police are looking for two men they say stole crab at a supermarket by stuffing it in their pants.
Okay.
Okay.
Crab pants.
So it's crotch crab.
It's crotch crab.
Okay.
It is definite crotch crab. Okay.
Then they came back and returned it to the store to get the cash back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on a second.
Hey, I've decided I don't want to eat this tonight, so can I get my money back?
Yeah, it was in my crotch.
It's pretty pricey. I don't know.
This crotch crab a little bit warm for me.
Listen again.
It happened Tuesday at the Wise Markets on Lowther Road in Lower Allen Township.
Yeah.
Police say one man stole the crab and the other came back to return it. They actually did it twice.
They did it twice.
Okay. Like it worked the first time.
Yeah.
They were seen leaving the parking lot in a white pickup truck.
Yeah. Police are looking for these guys.
Anyone who recognizes them should call.
Again, the supermarket, and we said from time to time, you know, what happens when you have this meat that's been stolen.
It's tragic to waste the crab meat, right? So you just you slap a little crotch crab manager special sticker on it, and I would buy it.
Would you?
Yeah, you just, again.
Do you cook the crab?
I
thought crab is kind of it's already cooked. Don't you buy crab already cooked?
Wait, is it in plastic
wrap? Like crab meat already cooked?
I feel like you could heat it up.
Are you saying
delicious? Add a little lemon butter.
So you're saying a little lemon butter and a manager's special crotch crab sticker on it.
That sounds like some tasty deliciousness
at a reduced price.
Yeah,
and you're serving it as hors d'oeuvres at your next party.
You are eating like a king and not spending that much money.
All right, so there you go.
Off the are you taking
50% off at least?
The crotch crab out of Pennsylvania there. Setting the bar. Yeah. Get back to that. If you can manage to make it through the day without stuffing crab meat down your pants, making crotch crab, and then trying to return it to the store you just stole it from.
You know what?
You're doing okay.
They didn't like stick an entire crab down the pants. That would be a little pinchy.
That pinches.
That could be a little pinchy.
There you go. That's Setting the Bar, guys. 99.7 JX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
What happens when you've just wrapped up your first year of kindergarten as a teacher? Well, you celebrate by getting a phone call by William Hassenpepper.
you need to make sure you think ahead for next year. Make sure all your ducks are in a row and the curriculum is on
Chris,
point.
I think your expectations are a little high.
Yeah.
You can never, never ask for too much for your children.
No, it's the best for your kid always.
All right. That is on the way with a phone tap. 99.7 DJX, Billie Eilish, part of your 99.7 DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Another opportunity for you to get in on our Nashville trip coming up about 9 o'clock. And then FYI, next week we're going to get you in on a private musical adventure event for Taylor Swift, New York City. So that is the next thing for the DJX All Access Summer. So,
and we're going to need for you to tell us what that is.
That's pretty cool.
Like, once you go and have the experience and report back, because we're probably not going to know what exactly that entails.
Yeah, we have no idea.
We'll tell you how to enter, and then we'll slap your butt, put you on a plane, and then that's all we know.
There you go.
Slap your butt.
Yeah.
Katie tweets and says, trying to drink my smoothie, but Ben and Kelly show are talking about eating crotch crab. Yeah, you know, sometimes when you have a story about someone stealing crab in their crotch.
Yeah, it's just shoving it down their pants.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Yeah. I get it, because you don't want to waste the crab, so you just boil the crab and then you eat it.
Well, you just put a manager special on it. Sell it at a discount. I would buy it. That's what I'm saying. I would buy it.
50%.
You can go to the podcast section, WDJX.com, and be in to win or listen to the podcast there.
But, you know, don't waste the crab and don't steal.
Right. All that. Okay. You guys ready for the first official trailer of Frozen 2?
Yeah. The teaser's been out there, but it didn't tell us much.
No.
Okay.
Here it is, the trailer.
So Elsa, she is going to run out to the sea. She's tied her hair back. She's got a different outfit on.
And we saw this before part of the teaser. And she freezes the ocean.
Yeah. And she doesn't quite make it. It's breaking apart.
She's running.
And falls.
Oh, no.
Let's try it again.
Elsa.
Yeah, so this is Frozen 2, the trailer posted, WDJX.com. She sees something under the water.
Whoa.
It's a Pegasus!
It's a Pegasus! I don't know if that was a bad Pegasus or a good Pegasus.
Yeah, I don't know.
It looked a little scary.
But there's the rocks from Sven.
Oh, the little trolls.
The past is not what it seems.
Oh.
Oh, the Pegasus again.
Find the truth. Go north. Across the enchanted lands and into the unknown.
Oh, and Olaf is there. All right.
Be careful.
Be careful.
We have always feared Elsa's powers were too much for this world.
Too much? Is that hitting you right in the feels? Because it is for me, too.
It is.
They are enough.
Okay. Frozen 2, you can see that trailer. We got it posted.
They just walked into the clouds.
Yeah.
Near Stonehenge.
WDJX.com, you
it
can see
like
that.
It looks like Stonehenge.
Is that your official take on that? All right. Very good.
Wow.
Man, that hit you in the feels?
I'm ready.
All right.
Wait, how long do we have to wait? When is it coming out?
November.
November.
Right.
That was an
go.
Emotional roller coaster.
Disney, Pixar, I want to need you to not dangle that carrot so far in advance.
Okay.
Because now I have to, I'm emotionally, my emotions are heightened. And it seems like a long time from now.
Trying to grab the carrot. They won't let you eat it.
All right. So, yeah, you can see that up at WDJX.com. Coming up next, it's a phone tap. And when your brother finishes his first year teaching the kindergarten.
Yes.
Then, you know, you want to celebrate that by sicking William Hassan Pepper on him.
He's a parent with high expectations.
That's coming up after Taylor.
Nobody's gonna love you like me.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Amelia sent us a little message.
Right.
She said, my brother just finished his first year teaching kindergarten. He loves being a teacher. But I always hear about all the nutty parents that he has to deal with.
All right.
Maybe you could call him with one of your little phone taps and show him what a nutty parent really sounds like.
Yeah, we'll introduce him to William Hassan Pepper.
Oh, wow. He's in virtual.
All right, here's your phone tap.
This is David.
Hi, David. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, thank you. Who is this?
It's William Hassan Pepper. The office transferred me to your room. You're the kindergarten teacher, right?
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Great. I have some questions. Our family is moving into the school district this summer, and it looks like my son will be in your classroom next year.
Oh, great. What kind of questions do you have?
Yes, I'm sure you'll start teaching the kids reading and math and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. Some early science concepts as well, like weather, animals, basic stuff like that.
Yes. Well, I'm not worried about those. I'm more interested in my son's creative side, and I wanted to make sure that the art curriculum that you have planned is challenging enough.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, we do some basic art projects, painting, we're learning about colors, sculpture.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm an art dealer. That's my job. I deal with fine art all day.
All right.
And so, as you can imagine, I have certain expectations for my son that may be higher than the typical parent you deal with.
Well, I understand that, but I try to teach each of my students the same. It doesn't matter what their parents do for a living.
Yeah, I get that. But really, if you have a kid trace his hand on a piece of paper and call it a turkey, that's not really art, don't you think?
Well, actually, that is an art project that I've done with the kids before. They really like creating something like that and decorating their turkey.
Well, when I hear the word art, I think of museums and art galleries, the imagination and craftsmanship that goes into creating a fine work of artistry, not something where you glue together some popsicle sticks to make a house.
Sure. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but please remember, these are little kids. They're just 5 years old.
Did you know that Monet was experimenting with impressionistic watercolors when he was five?
No, I didn't know that. That's impressive, but...
Do you think his teacher had him putting cotton balls on construction paper to make a man with a beard?
Sir, I don't know what to tell you. The things you're talking about are the kind of things that kids need to introduce them to different types of art.
No, I've spent my life in galleries and museums, and I have yet to see anything there made with bendable pipe cleaners and Elmer's glue. I want you to start my son on a path of creating museum-quality works of art, and I think he shows real promise, and I can't have him wasting his time gluing toilet paper tubes together to make a cardboard tree.
Well, first, I think your expectations are a little high for a five-year-old, and also, I can't change our curriculum for just one student.
It's not just for one student. I want you to change it for all of them. I'm trying to save these kids from a life of mediocrity. No more popsicle sticks.
Sir, please.
No more cotton balls.
I don't even know who you are. You won't even tell me your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name? I didn't tell you that, David.
No, you did.
It's Ben Davis, calling from 99.7 DJX.
What?
Hey, David. Amelia had us call you to celebrate the end of your first school year.
You're kidding.
William Hassenpepper was crazy, wasn't he?
text from Emily just says,
yeah.
For real, though, I think they do need to reserve some space in a museum for some popsicle sticks and some cotton ball art.
Art?
Yeah.
From kids.
Yes, absolutely.
There's a character from a certain episode of SpongeBob called Squilliam Fancy Son, and that is the exact voice.
Oh, that's your phone tap. Yes, on 99.7 DJX.
To Billie Eilish in Nashville with the 99.7 DJX All Access Summer. Here's your winning word.
All right, get this into WDJX.com. It is clothes.
Clothes?
Clothes.
C-L-O-T-H-E-S?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're so creative here with our words.
Clothes.
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 As in, we hope you wear clothes to go see Billie Eilish.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hope you see clothes to see Billie Eilish. WDJX.com is the all-access summer.
Because they might not let you in if you don't.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
I mean, we're guessing.
I don't
You're
know the
right.
rules. I've never been there.
You're right.
I don't know. I haven't been to her show.
I mean, I've been to Nashville. I know that they require clothes a lot of places
typically,
in Nashville.
Typically, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Just in case you forgot, we want to remind you.
Feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. I will tell you, Florida's making the show for a good reason.
A good reason?
It's in the feel good.
Oh, it's not framed like that very often on this show.
Making history in the Miss Florida pageant. The first person with autism is going to compete in the Miss Florida pageant.
Get out.
Aw, that's awesome.
Oh, and she's gorgeous.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Yeah, and her name is Barcelona, I believe. But anyways, she said, everybody says you don't look autistic. I get that all the time. And I just want to say, what does autism look like to you? I want people to know what autism does not, that it does not hold me back. It's actually an opportunity for me to achieve my dreams.
Wow.
So there you go. Barcelona said that she has Asperger's syndrome, loves to sing opera, hopes one day to open a school for children with disabilities.
So yeah, she also struggles with epilepsy and a neurological disorder that affects how she learns and all that kind of stuff. Man, that's awesome.
Making history, the first person with autism to compete in the Miss Florida pageant. I don't know if she's the first to compete ever or if it's just the Miss Florida pageant. That I don't know. But either way, that's an awesome story.
I mean, I have cousins with autism that are little, like under age 10. So that's really inspiring to people like them too, to show like, hey kids, you can grow up and do whatever you want.
For sure. There you are. Feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Again, the word you're looking for is clothes. That is for Billie Eilish, DJX All Access Summer down in Nashville. All right, get that into the website, WDJX.com, and you're in to win that trip down to Nashville to see Billie Eilish on 99.7 DJX. I'm looking for, like, spooky music. All right, there we go.
I typically don't hear this around until October.
Right, oh. Steven Spielberg writing this new, like, kind of horror series for this mobile-based streaming service that he's a part of. But here's the thing. He wants it only to be viewed at night. Like, apparently, it being dark outside is a part of this whole experience that he's writing.
This is weird.
So, Kat, do you know who Steven Spielberg is?
No.
Okay, so Steven Spielberg is a very famous director. He's directed all sorts of different movies.
Have you heard of E.T.?
I was going to say E.T.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw that when I was like an infant, but continue.
Sure. Okay. He has dozens and dozens and dozens of movies.
Very famous.
Jaws.
Yes, very famous director.
It. Okay, but you know what it's about. It's about the a shark. Right. Okay, so Steven Spielberg wants anybody who's watching this to experience it at night. And so the app, the streaming service, is literally developing this Spielberg's After Dark, and it's going to work how it has a, like, timer on it.
I was going to say, so it won't allow you to watch it until
exactly,
it's dark out.
Exactly. There's an in-app clock that counts down until sunset.
No way.
That gives the viewers a limited window to watch the series each night.
That is
Isn't
so
that wild?
Creepy and kind of genius, but I feel like it's going to give me nightmares.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the purpose of it. The purpose of it is to be scary, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. This is all types of complicated because there's different sunsets at different locations.
Well, they'll factor
obviously,
that in.
Wow. Yeah, they're going to factor that
yes,
into
your phone knows where you are.
Your
time zone.
Time zone. Yeah, that's the word yes. I was looking for. But yeah, Steven Spielberg writing this horror series for this upcoming mobile-based streaming service called Quibi.
Yes. I've heard of different projects kind of being developed for this. Now, I do have a little bit of comfort in the fact that Stephen King isn't involved yet.
Not yet.
But if because he's
oh my
like,
gosh,
he's the king
yet.
Of terror.
You're right.
Who's
You're,
that?
Okay, oh, we'll explain it later. Yes, but yes,
that Stephen, would be
Stephen King, obviously the writer of It and.
And all like the all super scary things. Pet Cemetery.
Pet Cemetery, yeah. Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So
right.
There you go.
So I don't know.
I don't know if you're signing up for that that mobile-based streaming service, Quibi, but know that Steven Spielberg is releasing a 10 or 12 chapter story only to be viewable at night.
He's coming for you.
Hey, you'll find 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. By the way, Mac has your NF tickets to win a little bit later on this evening. I don't know if you guys have heard about the new amphitheater that's being built right now, but NF is going to be a part of it. It's the new Old Forester Paris Town Hall.
Is he building it?
Well, no, he's not building it.
It's being built, right?
But he's going to be there on September 26th. And so Mac has your tickets into that show all week on 99.7 DJX. So that's pretty cool. On the way, it's an avocado robbery. It's not a robbery of avocados.
I was going to say, they can be a little pricey and they're tasty.
Right. But it's a robbery using avocados.
I'm confused.
As a weapon? Whoa.
I have questions.
That is on the way on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So, robbery with an avocado. How is that even possible?
An Israeli man is facing robbery charges after holding up two banks simply armed with an avocado.
Okay. So he ended up doing it two different times because obviously it worked the first time. Made off with about $8,300 the first, about $4,000 the first time, and about $4,000 the second time.
Israel police arrested the 47-year-old man for stealing over $8,300 from two banks.
Yes. Wow. So here's what he did. He goes into the bank, says, hey, put the money in the bank or in the bag, and otherwise I'm going to release this grenade on you.
The avocado was being passed off as a grenade.
And it worked.
Okay.
Seriously, so there, stop it.
There you go.
Did he even bother to put like a little pin in it?
I don't know. If he just,
that's the key function for the grenade.
Just stop by the farmer's market real quick. I'm going to grab me one of these hot avocados. And
sure, that's exactly what he sounded like.
Yeah, and I'm going to go, hey, put the money in the bag or I'm going to
make me some good guac.
And then guacamole. Guacamole for everyone.
My victory party.
My victory party will have guac.
Killer guac, some chips.
After two times successfully doing that, police figured out and were able to arrest him.
Come on over, we'll have some marks.
We'll have some marks and guac.
Wow, okay. So
there you go.
I'm sure that's exactly how that went.
That's your avocado robbery there.
That's clever.
Yeah. I guess.
Not a good way.
No.
But it's clever.
Yeah.
All right.
The avocado, he did paint it black.
Oh, he painted it?
Yeah.
It's kind of a dark green color.
Was that necessary? I don't know.
I was going to say, these people are not avocado experts because I'd see it and start salivating.
Well, it worked twice for him, so.
Salivating? You made up a new word.
Well.
That was fun.
Yeah, it's all fun here on the show.
We're always learning.
All right, so another opportunity for you to get in on the Billie Eilish coming up about noon. And tomorrow, more dads getting the hookup with the free steaks from Preferred Meats and the free car washes from the Mike's Car Wash.
Real talk, Father's Day is rapidly becoming my favorite holiday because of the dad jokes.
Yeah. All right, that's tomorrow. Guys, have a good one.